Hi, and welcome to the SJ Childs Show. I'm your host, SJ Childs. SJ Childs Show brings value to families through education, resources, and lots of laughs. You can find us on our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and all of your favorite podcast platforms. You can also find our special children's books at sjchilds.org. Thank you for all of those who have hosted me on your podcasts. Enjoy the show. Hi, and welcome to the SJ Childs Show. I'm your host, SJ Childs, and I have a very special guest, author, mom, superpower woman, of course, all over the world I'm finding them, Wendy Koch. Please, thank you. Say hello.
Hey, how are you doing? I'm so glad to be here on your show. Thank you.
I'm so happy to have you here too. And I'm interested to talk about all your book and your podcast and just all the stuff we got going on today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Well, let's just kind of get an introduction. Tell us about yourself, where you're from, and what you're doing now in the world.
Well, I'm originally from Wisconsin, and currently I live in Michigan with my family. I have two sets of twins. The older set is 16. The younger set is in eighth grade. I work at the high school 4 days a week. I'm a podcaster, a writer as well. And right now it's just really hard to try to manage all of it, but I do. I love to write. I love podcasting. So I'm trying to, you know, figure all that out from day to day, you know, and take care of the house and make sure there's food in the fridge, which it's very difficult. They're all teenagers. And I swear I come, you know, from the grocery store, put it all on, you know, on an island. And, you know, within like a few minutes, you know, they're just already in it. Stuff that I bought, you know, like, oh yeah, like a cookie, you know, it's all gone. The whole box is gone.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but you know, it's fun chaos.
Oh, that's what I say. I say our life is beautiful chaos, and I love it. And it's chaotic, and that's okay.
Yeah. And it's a busy time. But yeah. So I wrote a book. It's called A Gray Resort. So it came out summer of 2019, before all the business of the pandemic and things. But it's a labor of love. I worked on it for a good amount of time. About 8 years.
Wow.
And yeah, it took so long, I think, because I was in the throes of, you know, I had two sets of twins, you know, toddlers running around, you know, but I always had this book on the back of my mind. I thought it would make a really interesting read. So it's based in my experiences when I grew up in a summer resort. So my parents had this resort, right? And it was about 5 miles out of town. They had 8 cabins. It was out in the woods. It was on a lake. And we also had a pool. So I didn't realize how good I had it.
Right.
We don't have property on the water now or anything. I wish I did, but no, we don't. They were just really wonderful people. They, you know, they loved having gatherings. And so what would happen is on Saturdays, which were changeover days, so everyone that came to stay at a resort would check in. And my mom would go to each cabin, you know, give them a chance to settle in and say, hey, you know, we're going to have a picnic or whatever later on. Come on out, you know, and my dad would get, you know, his friends, and they would all get these picnic tables all along the lake. They put them all together and everybody would come. And we had people from in town coming. We had neighbors coming. And I remember as a little girl, just kind of like bumping into people. It was just a very fun atmosphere. My parents, you know, I would often go with my dad to the grocery store. He would order, you know, a bunch of food, like 2 or 3 dozen chicken, a bunch of corn on the cob. And then he would be like the grill master, make food for everybody. And sometimes people would come if they were hungry. And that was perfectly fine. We never ran out of food. And it was during the 70s and 80s. And it was just a really fun, free-spirited time. Afterwards, you know, my dad would get his guitar out and then there would just be this big old party. People would be singing and it was just a fun time.
Wow.
So yeah, so that's kind of the backdrop of it. But there is also a little stuff. There's like paranormal things that really did happen around that area. So that's kind of what I included in the book as well. So the book is fiction. You know, I made up the town name, but it is based on a real town.
Yeah.
And so I kind of use that as the backdrop of the book. And it's been great. It's been really well received. And I can't believe it, actually.
I love that. And where can we, is it on Amazon? Just on all your book retailers?
So you can get it on Amazon. You can even look my name on Amazon, Wendy Koch, K-O-K, and look it up that way. Sometimes that's easier. I don't know. If you put in the Gray Resort, it won't come up. It's got to be a Gray Resort. So it's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target.com, Walmart.com, Perfect. Book Baby Bookshop, wherever you can get books, really.
Love it. I love that. Oh, it sounds exciting. And just that story. Oh my gosh. Like, I wish I could have been there. What a great experience.
You would have loved it. You would have loved it. My dad was very, just a gregarious person. People were drawn to him, all kinds of people. And he loved all kinds of people, really. And, it was just very fun. And, some of the characters, are in the book are really based on real people. Like, there's a particular couple that I had in mind that they were our neighbors. They were great. They were so funny. The lady was just so very outgoing and just this huge spark of light. And the guy was very kind of sedate and shy.
Sounds like me and my husband.
Yeah. I don't know how they ended up together, but they did.
Opposites attract, right?
Yep. Yep. So they're kind of some of the main characters in the book. And I just have it where, a girl goes fishing one day and one evening on summer night on the resort and then kind of gets the shock of her life. So then it kind of transpires from there.
Yeah. Oh, I look forward to reading it, Wendy. I can't wait. It sounds so exciting. I'm already excited and like,
oh, cool. Mystery, I'm so excited to have you read it. I've gotten, I won an award for it.
Wonderful.
So it's from American Book Fest. I entered a few of these awards online and I couldn't even remember that I, entered it.
Yeah.
And so it was like 8 months later, like you won best. It was called, you won the winner in the romance/paranormal category.
Wow. And, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, yeah. That was nice. And I love some of the feedback, I've gotten, like just from like guys my age. Hey, I picked up the book. I love to fish. I saw it was for, you're from Wisconsin. He goes, it's not about fishing, but you know what? It was hard for me to put down. I'm like,
oh, that's awesome.
Cool. Teenagers like it too. Nice. A couple of them, that's my favorite book. So that's kind of just what I was going for. I didn't want it to be a cheesy romance, although, it's category as paranormal romance. So I wanted it to be special and I wanted it to be hard to put down. And I think I achieved that, which is great.
Wonderful. Oh my gosh. I'm very, very intrigued right now. Cool. That's perfect. Well, let's jump and talk about your podcast a little. The Juicy Pear, is that correct?
Yes. It's a Juicy Pear podcast with Sean and Wendy. So that came about like last summer. So my friend Sean and I, we were hanging out. We were listening to some music and, it was during the summer. And, I thought, we have a wealth of experiences behind us. We should, talk about this. Wouldn't it be fun to have a podcast?
And you're so funny too. You guys are so funny together.
Thank you. We balance each other out really well. She's very pragmatic, practical person, but she's super fun too.
Yeah.
But I'm more of a, a hard left turn kind of a person. So she reels me in. So it's a nice balance there. And I think it really works. And I knew it would. That's why I suggested, we should do a podcast.
Yeah.
And she's had a lot of interesting things happen. So she had a brain aneurysm last year around February. I was in Nashville at the time with another friend. And I remember getting texts from other, and they're like, she's in the hospital. And I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, brain aneurysm. Anyway, we talk about that in one of our episodes. And what's interesting there is she never had any She never had any, like before, she didn't have a headache or anything. In fact, she had gone off with a retreat with her daughter, I think like literally like 2 days before, and everything was fine. She didn't feel bad. And it's just, oh God. You know, she almost died and,
heartbreaking.
Yeah, you can get like ill effects from that. And, usually, and she made 100% recovery.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, and she's a praying, person. She prays a lot. And I think that really had, that had a some impact. With that.
Give her a hug for me. Tell her I'm so glad she
I will.
Made it through. Yay. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, she's great. We've had some great people on our show. All kinds of people, like authors, musicians. We're going to interview a psychic this weekend.
Oh, great. I bet I just talked to him a couple nights ago.
Yeah, Artie?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's so great. Oh, my gosh.
Did you read your character?
My son, actually, who has a photographic memory. Yeah, I'll talk about him a little bit in a little bit. But yeah, it was really interesting. He was like, I kind of, I thought he would read. I was a little bit like, he didn't say anything for, you know, but he probably did. He probably said stuff to me the whole time. And now I have to just go back and
Right.
But unfortunately, he wasn't able to get onto the Zoom. And I hooked up my audio, I didn't hook up my microphone.
Oh, no.
So I only have me talking into the computer whole time and not Artie. So I don't know
if we'll redo it or not.
It's my first time it's ever happened to me ever. So
it happens.
Life, right? Trial and error.
Try again with them.
Yeah. He wasn't upset or anything. It's like, we still had fun. We still had fun and talked, but yeah, my son came in and he met him for a second. And the thing about DJ is at a time about maybe 5 years ago, he's only 11. So when he was around 6 years old, we already at that point knew he had a photographic memory and we knew like his brain capacity and, you know, the way it worked was beyond anything we could ever even try to imagine or understand.
Right.
And he would tell us about someone from the past born between 1916 and 1942 or something around that, that he was telling us like, this was my name. This was what my name was then. This is who I was. Wow. And this is like how I died. Like he had. And so at the time, I mean, that's, he's six. You don't know if it's like, if it's real, but then again, he's extremely logical and very literal. Like he's not, you know, his autism doesn't allow him to be, you know, non-literal or tell fictitious stories, anything like that. He is extremely on track. And so, he told us that he was somebody named Fred Hoffman, who had died at the age of 41. And when he came in and met Artie, you know, was like, did you remember, you know, dying under fire? And he was yes. And they communicated about his previous life, my son's previous life. And he was saying how he had had a wife. And he said, the wife looked just like you, and pointed to me. And how weird. And like, and I tried to search, you know, the person, and I couldn't really find any information, but.
Okay. Wow. That's crazy.
I know.
How would Artie know anything about that or what to say or how?
Yeah, it was a very interesting conversation between the two of them. And then he said to me, you know, he is going to be like the next Stephen Hawking. He will create something with mathematics, with numbers. And I mean, he was doing algebra when he was five. So he does like physics and calculus at 11. I stay away from all of that number.
I do
stuff.
Too. I stretch my head.
We'll stick to the words. We'll be the wordsmiths of the families, and they can add all the numbers.
That's why it's like amazing. Best. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. It's been a really, really interesting life, I'll tell you.
Very. I mean, how insightful to have that. That must have been like, I bet you were sort of in shock after the call. Like, did that just happen? Did you just see that?
And it was interesting because it just confirmed what he had already told us before. And so I was just like, okay, that makes it more believable. Not that I wouldn't not believe him, but it's still this air of not knowing. Yeah. And so it's so interesting, but yeah, he's a really great kid. He says that he remembers like being in the womb and remembers being born. It remembers like the light turning on, he says, kind of. And he was born C-section.
Okay.
And so in a sense that could have been, you know, all this, it was dark and then the lights on, right? I don't know. I really never spoke about this on this. So this is interesting to talk about.
Well, you probably feel safe because you know, I had, when I was younger, I had to close the door on it a little bit, but I had sort of what you call the shining, the sixth sense. Yeah, I had, and at first it was too, very scary. And I was like, how am I privy to this kind of knowledge? Mm-hmm. I knew about things that I really shouldn't have known, you know, when people close to me were going to die a couple weeks before. And wow. I knew, I didn't know how they were going to die, but I just knew it was very, very significant. It was no question. I knew it was going to happen. And when it did, you know, I thought like I was a bad person for knowing that. And you know, people told me, you know, that's a gift. That's a gift that you were given.
Yeah.
So it's not because you were a bad person. It's just, you know, you get different gifts. Everyone has their own sort of gifts. Now, I kind of had to close the door on it a little because it can be overwhelming and it can be kind of scary too. So, but I've always had pretty good insight with things. And I think everyone can if they just tap into it. I just think some people, you know, are scared and don't want to. You know, they don't want to go there.
I agree with that. Yeah, I do agree with that 100%. In fact, my husband and I totally are very spiritual, not religious at all. But we are completely into, you know, energies, vibrations and things. Yes. And it was about 2 years ago, maybe even a year and a half ago or so, but we found these, and we've believed along for a very long time. We watched The Secret years ago, but we found this sleep frequency music and we thought, okay, well, let's start to put this on. And we started listening to this, you know, it's like cleanse your aura and, realign your chakras while you're sleeping. So we would listen to these. And oh my gosh, over time we were finding not only were we sleeping like ridiculously good, and you know, my son comes in and wakes me up often, and I'd be able to just get up, help him, come back to sleep, fall back to sleep, quit. So rested. It's been the best. But we've also noticed that the vibration in our house is just raised, you know, everything that is falling away is because it should be. And it's so interesting.
It is interesting.
Focus on those things.
Absolutely. I've always been in tune to energy. And, you know, when you notice something's not right, the air is heavy.
Yeah.
And it's very palpable, very in tune to that. And one daughter is really the same way. She's the one that had colic for goodness. She had it for about 18 months.
Oh, goodness.
Husband and I thought we were going to rip our hair out because it was so difficult. We were like, how is the earth getting populated? This is difficult because she just wouldn't stop crying. She just wouldn't, you know, it was hard. I mean, you know, every once in a while she would stop, but just after two hours of sleep and she'd be at it again. And, you know, I remember I had to walk, cradle, and sing. I had to do three, you know, because it just wasn't enough to walk her. It wasn't enough just to create. I mean, she
wanted it all.
But she talks so much now. I think she was just so frustrated because she couldn't, we couldn't understand her. Whatever. Yeah. She's a really good kid now. You know,
that's amazing.
I know. So, but you know, in the throes of that, God, it was difficult.
Yeah. It's so funny you say that too, because our son was just like, we have three. I have a stepdaughter that I raised, so I don't have the experiences with her, the baby, but with our son, who was our first baby, he was so quiet. we had no idea that he had autism because we were like, he's the perfect quiet baby. What do you mean?
Right,
isn't this great? But then when he was still nonverbal at four, it was a little bit more understanding of why he was such a quiet baby after that.
Right.
And we kind of look back and, you know, kind of laugh a little at that. And because then when our daughter was born 2 years later, I mean, she was talking as soon as she could get a sound out of her mouth. She had shoes on. She was talking. She was doing makeup and hair. I mean, she's just like, five going on 30 is what we used to tell her. She's snowing already. And oh my gosh, everything she does.
I have three girls, right? I have three girls and a boy. And let me tell you, Hudson, my boy, he's the most mild mannered, gentle. And you know, the girls are all like firecrackers. All of them.
bless his heart.
Yeah. He goes down and his room is downstairs in the corner and he's got, you know, a whole gaming system set up and it's good for him because he can get away because boys sometimes
I bet
where's my makeup? Where's my, a lot of times when stuff is missing, I always say, you know, my daughter Addison likes to take stuff and it's like, come on. Yeah. If I can't find anything, I know she's a little culprit.
Well, before we started this show, my mom had bought Anna, our daughter, all this makeup for Christmas, so that they can do Zoom and do makeup together. She's only nine, so she's just playing, everything. But and so when we started, like, I had literally been a house mom for 10 years who didn't get up, do her hair and makeup or anything. So I had no makeup. So for the first month recording, I was using my kids' makeup every day to get ready. It worked. And she was finally like, Mom, do you think you could get your own makeup? It's like,
yes, honey, I'll get my own stuff.
Yep, here we go. So yeah, it's been hilarious. They're just so funny, aren't they?
It's kind of cool because they all have their own personalities and it's just interesting to see how, you know, what they're going to grow up, you know, what they're going to do with their lives. And it's a pleasure. It's a privilege too. It's hard right now because they're all in high school and, you know, with everything that's going on, with the pandemic and things, it is a difficult time, but, you know, we're just trying to work through it. And that's one of the reasons why I started the podcast. We started it back, this past November. I took like a little, podcasting class. It's been very informative. It's, the Crystal Prophet podcasting. And, she has a wealth of information on there. Anyone who might want to start a podcast, I highly recommend. And, I could have Googled, or did YouTube videos on how to do this and how to do that. That would have taken hours and hours and hours. And, I'm glad. I still did some of it, but it was good to have that class. It was a good foundation for that. But so the state of Michigan was under, I think, one of the strictest, they had very strict laws regarding, the mask wearing and right off the bat, and things were closed and, things got very stagnant, and depressing. And, Sean and I were like, why don't we do this podcast? We're very creative people. Let's just get that out there and try to spread some light and joy. And it's been so fun. We're going to probably take a little break in the summer. And we'll be doing interviews and things like that, but then we'll start our season two in the fall and got a lot of fun stuff, interviews planned. So yeah, that's been one, and I should say a lot of great things have happened because of, the pandemic that's been going on. I've had the time now, so I'm doing my second book.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. I hope to get it out by this fall. So, all the same characters from A Gray Resort's in the second book. I'm introducing some new characters. I'm very excited to get it out there. So I'm doing the hard part. So right now, I love to like free flow write. I just love to write. That's my favorite part of the writing process. So they say, are you a plotter or a pantser? And I'm more of a pantser. Sometimes I don't even know how the chapter's going to go. I just write, I don't have a lot of rules. But you have to go by a certain set of rules, of course. But, in the free flow thing of writing, I just go, and then not, and then you go back and you have to edit and edit and edit. I probably have to edit more than normal since I, you know, just kind of go by the seat of my pants. But so I'm doing the hard part right now, and I'm trying to arrange, you know, the chapters where it would, you know, where the chapters would go. So there's a good flow to it, and I'm trying to edit it as best I can before I take it to editor.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at right now. I want to get it to, so I self-published with BookBaby.
Okay. And,
they're great. They have their own graphic design team. They have editing, marketing, everything. So I'm trying to get it good enough to take it to them. And I think in another couple of weeks, I'm going to do that.
Yay.
And, yeah. There'll be a lot of back and forth communication, of course, you know, over the months. There will, you know, like with graphic design, the cover, you know, formatting and everything like that. But I'm hoping by later fall to have it out. So I'm so excited to get it out.
Wonderful. What's the name of the new book coming out? We don't know yet. Or we're waiting. Yeah. Okay, perfect.
I'll tell you off record.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. No, that's awesome. I'm so excited for you. Fantastic.
I know. Well,
you know, I was thinking about something you had said and how hard the pandemic, you know, for your family and for your children that are older, they're teenagers. And I, not that I feel lucky, but I'm almost glad that mine are so little, you know, that, I mean, in nine, it's hard because it's like that time where you're like really exploring and learning and out there playing with your friends. At the same time, I don't know if it's as not harmful, but as like, I don't even know how to say it. It's so hard, isn't it? But for a teenager that really just like lives on that social life.
Oh yeah.
I can't imagine what that would be like for my daughter at that age, because her brother doesn't, they play and they love each other, but he is very in his own world, doing his own thing. And it's not until you really enter that with him that he wants to interact very much. Yeah. And sometimes we're lucky and he does, but you know, with her, she wants to play with him. She wants to go jump on the trampoline with him. She wants to play cards with him. And he's just very, very fickle, whether he will give her that time or not. And so I would hate for her to have to only need that social piece and not get it at all as a teenager, you know, can't imagine.
Well, in the high school, they had it closed down for several months and, you know, they missed out, the seniors missed out on quite a lot of stuff. You know, my daughters, they're juniors now, just missed out on all the social stuff because, you know, you got to be safe and, you know, they've canceled a lot of things and we just want to get things back to normal. You know, I'm hoping, you know,
New normal, right? Yeah. Probably never be the same as the old normal, but we'll do a new normal.
Yeah. It'd just be nice to get things back.
Yeah. Exactly.
By summer. I don't know.
Yeah. And it's just so interesting. Like, I'm sure they probably did online school. And with you, they were old enough to do their own things. And unfortunately, I have to be the teacher at my house, which I've already been homeschooling my son for the last 5 years through an amazing online school program that is through one of the districts here in Utah. And so for us, it was just like, add another kid. Sure. You know, it was okay.
Yeah.
Plus with DJ, this year we didn't really focus on too many academics because let's be honest, I don't know math. I don't know calculus and things. Right. So when he can have like a regular online, you know, a tutor that's with him to do that kind of stuff, they can fly off into college. That's great. But nobody was worried about him falling behind this year. We gave him a little hiatus and it was nice because I was able to really focus on my daughter who, as now we've brought home, I've now discovered that she is dyslexic and she'll also be tested for autism in the next coming month or so. Okay. And things I would have never been able to know had I had not had her home right here in front of me.
Yeah. Well,
I did know about that she was struggling with reading and I had brought it to first and second grader teachers' attentions. But they wrote it off as she's so sweet. She's so bright and so smart, you know, emotionally intelligent, really. So when you face this child that seems so mature, it's like they don't think that they need any support, which is just, that's crazy.
Yeah,
and Yeah. So she came home and now she's like 2 grade levels behind in her reading. And we had to work so hard to, we had to get her a tutor, but through the online school that we're already a part of, I mean, they are just like, oh yeah, tell us what you need. We'll give you this. We'll give you that. Give you that. And so she got tutoring and her, everything is coming up. And then we really started to notice the social aspects of autism that we're presenting. You know, they're so much different in girls than they are in boys.
Yeah.
And with that, we started learning more about kind of what autism looks like in girls, because we've been looking at it in a male perspective for 10 years. But it certainly is quite different in girls in that they can pick up adult behaviors right away and mimic those behaviors and kind of look like they fit in so well, but they still lack those impulse controls or those emotional social dilemma where they come up to conflict and then there's just like total meltdown. And so we've been really trying to help her to understand and discover those processes and how to better deal with those things. And
well, good.
Such a life.
Well, you know, some things, some good things that happened, I feel, from the pandemic, it's, I think it's forcing a lot of people to really think out of the box and to think outside of themselves and kind of dig in deep with certain things. I'm also excited about all the incredible art and music and books and things that are going to be coming out in the next year or two, because, you know, everyone has been, not everyone, but, you know, staying home and not being able to do normal everyday things. So, I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
All the stuff that's coming out.
Definitely.
And so that's the good thing that's happened from it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think that, and being able to take a good outlook on those things, I mean, that is really what's necessary for everybody is just to try to have a good outlook. And like you said, kind of why you started your podcast, and to just be like, bring some light and some, a little bit of joy to people, going through this tough time. So,
And I think it's so important to be transparent too, and not like, oh, everything's wonderful. And, you know, and I'm not saying, oh, we got to be joyful and, you know, happy all the time. Of course not. That's not, you know, that's not reality.
Yeah.
Everyone has, you know, everyone is going through something of some sort.
Yeah.
Everyone is. And it's so easy, you know, especially like on social media and stuff, if things can get misconstrued, you know, miscommunications, and before you know it, you know, you're blocking each other or whatever. I think we did a, Sean and I did a podcast on that as well. To maybe like take a step back a little bit and just kind of chill and not be so triggered by wording. Cause sometimes, you know, tone, inclination, and all that can't come across in social media.
Certainly, you know? True. Have a little more grace, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And actually, you know, mean it, you know, and sometimes I have to, you know, check myself as like, okay, how did that come across? And it can be frustrating too, you know, I'm like trying to type a word and a totally different word. correct. I'm like, I just think that, you know, we're all very more similar than one would think, you know, just try and help each other and get through this hard time that seems to be happening right now. And I think we will, for sure.
Yeah. It's gonna happen.
And just try to be joyful and have a lot more laughter and, you know, I can't tell a joke to save my life. I can't.
You and me both.
That's great. But I just, you know, we laugh at each other, and it's just Sean and I, we're having a great time. If I can do podcasting for a long time, you know, I'll be happy.
Absolutely. No, I agree. I think that finding this new outlet for myself and virtual storytelling and just making these connections with people and all the authenticity of it. It's my superpower and my favorite thing to do. So I love it too.
I love your sign behind you. Now I think I need to get a Juicy Pear sign made.
Yes.
I like that.
Absolutely. It was so much fun. And, you know, my family's been so supportive. They've invested in me so much.
That's so important.
Yeah. My husband went and bought all of this stuff for this podcast, new desk, all the some of the decorations, and things, but just really was just like, hey, if you're going to do this, we're going to do this right. And we're going to get you good equipment. And I had 12 outfits from Amazon show up on my doorstep. And I'll never shop for myself again, Wendy. Like, I thought I had good taste my whole life. I thought I knew how to wear clothes my whole life until my husband shopped for me instead. And I'm like, what?
Nice.
It was amazing. So I have 12 new outfits for everything. And it's amazing. I just feel so special. And so
sounds excited. Like a keeper.
Yeah. Oh, 17 years we've been together. So he's not going anywhere. And you know what? In the last 5 years, we actually have realized that he also is on the spectrum. He has Asperger's. And like you said about the art, the incredible art, he's a spray paint artist and a woodworker. And his brain just does and sees things in these incredible ways that I could never. We have a joke kind of about the spray painting. He spray paints these incredible scenes and nature scenes. And I don't know how he does this stuff. They look like they move almost. It's so amazing. And one time I went out there and he was like, okay, just do this and this, and gave me some directions.
Right.
And 45 minutes later, I have a textured blue color. And so every time he says it's so easy, I'm like, no, it's not so easy. But don't ask him to spell or write a book or all the things that I can do good. So,
I hear you. My husband, we sound like we have similar husbands.
It's so funny.
Yeah. Mine is totally opposite of me. Our love language is different, which it's good, but his is acts of service, and he's been very supportive of me.
And that's me too.
Very supportive. Always there for, when I need something. And it's just, he's been great. And I think that's important too, when you're trying to get off the ground creatively. Because you might have, run into people that might not be so supportive,
And that's hard when you doubt, when people that you love have doubt in you, or, say things that you doubt yourself. I do have those people in my life, and it's hard to want to call them, but then it's okay, now if you call, you just let it run off your back if anything happens, or, be prepared.
There's the people that create, and then there's the people that do nothing but criticize. So, you got to decide, you're going to be one or the other, or, I don't know.
So true. So true.
You can't let it get you down though. Do what is, if you're not hurting anybody else, of course, do what makes you happy and joyful, and you're going to find your own people, and you're going to find the people that really connect with you and will support you.
Yeah. I love that. There was a quote that I saw. I'm probably going to say it wrong, but that's okay. But the effect is right. And that is, when you accept yourself for who you really are, then you'd let go of the struggle of trying to be who you think you should be. And it's so true, right? Because
it is true.
People have said to me my whole life, oh no, you shouldn't, you can't go be that. You can't be a paralegal. You don't have a bachelor degree. Well, guess who is a paralegal? You can't become a massage therapist. That looks bad. I've 10 years, 15 years later, you can't write children's books. You're not an author, It's okay, I'll write a children's book then. Just these things that people say to you, work friend of my husband's just was like, what, does she think she's going to be the next Joe Rogan or something? And I'm like, well, why not? Of course I do. If I didn't want to be something better than I am today, I would be sitting in nowhere land every day with nothing.
Right.
And that's not who I am.
No,
that's okay.
it's hard for me to sit down. My brain's always working on something. And, you know, we've had comments too, like, oh, who would put those two together in a podcast? And, you know, you just got to laugh. It makes me laugh.
I'm like, totally. Well,
good. At least you're talking about us. That's great.
I'm like, vindicate me. I will go there now. I'm like, okay, Joe Rogan, I'm after you. No, just kidding. But yeah, I think that if you can't have big goals, if you don't, what is it?
Right.
Shoot for the moon and land in the stars or whatever it is.
Yeah. You know? You got to at least try and shoot. You never know what's going to happen. Shoot for the stars. Why not? You know,
why not?
I do kind of believe in reincarnation. You know, maybe we'll get another chance, but maybe we won't. So it's like, you know, might as well do what makes you happy. The key is trying to make money at it.
No, I agree. You know? And getting that passive income stream coming in on the back end, right?
Yes.
I love it. Well, I have had such a blast. I can't believe how much time has passed. It's been so amazing talking to you, Wendy, and
it's been
a great connection. Thank you so much.
We do. Thank you so much for having me. I can't believe we just kind of met, and we've been, it's been great chatting with you. Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you so much. And I'll make sure to have your book and your links for your podcast, everything down in the description, so you can go and check out a gray resort, don't put a the, and also just look up Wendy Koch if you are interested, and a Juicy Pear podcast.
Yes.
Make sure to
check
that
out. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Wendy. So much fun to have you here today. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Of guy that keeps you warm at night when you are cold. I'll grab some blankets from my bed, wrap them around your chest, and I'll pull you close. We'll flip some channels to find out there's nothing on right now to ease your mind. Sit back, relax, there is no rush, no need to speed things up. All we have is time to think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment the kind of love that we've been dreaming of. When we sleep at night, we'll get a little house to live and have a couple kids, and we'll sleep tight. Cause baby, all we really need are just a couple things to stay alive, and everything else in between, just trust my heart, you'll see. Slowly coming time to think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment last. Sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes as spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Sunrise, sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes, spring goes, forever you will know that I love you.